שוב שלום לכם מן הכנס השנתי של המכון למחקרי ביטחון לאומי. אנחנו כאן באוניברסיטת תל אביב בפויה של אולם סמולרש, ואנחנו מארחים עכשיו את פרופסור סטנלי פישר, מי שהיה נגיד בנק ישראל וגם סגן הפד האמריקני. פרופסור פישר, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very
I'm so glad to have you here. Well, how are we? You left us a few years ago. How is Israel's economy?
Well, the Israeli economy has continued to grow. It doesn't help that the government, that you don't have a government at the moment. You're beginning to hear complaints about decisions that people don't get. But the growth rate hasn't been bad. Your debt situation is, as long as the interest rate stays low, your debt situation is okay.
We shouldn't be worried about the debt? Because Israelis are hysterical.
Always be worried about the debt, because people, if you don't worry about it, people think it doesn't matter. It matters. But the interest rates are quite low at the moment, and that makes the cost of the debt less. But they probably will rise at some point, and then that changes the budget situation.
So you said you are hearing complaints about what? About decision making in Israel?
About the
how tough is it to make
getting government decisions on things that are needed?
And that has an influence on business making?
On business, yes.
Yes, it has.
That's what I believe. I haven't been here, so I can't tell you that I've looked at it directly, but that's what I hear.
Shimon Peres used to say that governments are not that important anymore in the 21st century.
Yeah.
You disagree with him, I'm guessing.
Governments are important, and the main thing they need to do is to just keep business, just to do the things they should be doing quietly and not make too much noise about it and not allow too many disputes within the government to take place.
Now, we are living in an era where everybody is flying and everybody is buying new cars, and we feel that everything is pretty good from the economic point of view. Are we facing any kind of crisis in the near future? Not only in Israel, I'm asking at large.
Well, balance of payments in most of the world are not terrible. They are bad in some countries. In the big countries, they're not too bad. The United States has a large surplus, relatively speaking. A large deficit, relatively speaking. Germany has a massive surplus, which most people feel could be reduced by increasing fiscal spending. And the rest of the world seems okay. China's current account deficit, current account, is not what it used to be. It's very low. It's low at the moment.
So those who foresee perhaps a catastrophe or a bubble burst or whatever, you say, calm down, it's not coming?
Well, frequently the crisis that comes is not the one that people expected. So I would never go around saying there's no chance of a crisis.
Now,
there are always chances of a crisis.
You've been running the Fed for a few years.
I haven't been running the Fed, yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the Fed board.
American economy is strong. It's good.
It's relatively strong. Elements of it are weakening at the moment. Housing has improved, finally. It took forever to improve. But in the meantime, automobiles are down a bit and so forth. So it's not bad, but it's not great. And the basic fact is where everybody's getting used to a growth rate of 2% as a good achievement. It used to be sort of a very poor achievement. But we haven't seen, the growth rate seems to be being reduced around the world. And that makes life less pleasant.
Well, it probably depends who is framing and how is framing those results.
That's always true, yes.
Yeah. Politics is always involved, of course. When President Trump is talking about unemployment, he says, it's the lowest rate of unemployment in the States ever, and I'm the greatest, and so on. Is he wrong? Because we are just look at Wall Street or whatever. everything looks fine, really,
well,
really fine.
Well, the unemployment rate is very low. It's the lowest it's been in over 60 years. So that's an achievement.
So people are working, money is flowing in. The stocks market is booming.
Money's not flowing into the States. Money's flowing out of the States.
Out of the States.
Yeah.
And it's bad? It's dangerous?
It's not dangerous at present.
You know, I've been, you know, I heard you in the past. You are very optimistic in some ways. May I say that? The world is in good shape?
No, don't exaggerate. I'm not saying the world's in good shape.
Okay.
I'm saying that if people continue to run their economies seriously, realizing you can't have large budget deficits. At the moment, we'd like to have somewhat more inflation, which is very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a special circumstance, which is difficult to deal with. No one ever expected this to happen, but it's happening.
Yeah. So everybody is looking for new places to invest in. Where Africa is still on the table as a place to go and invest in, or the Chinese took everything that was there?
Well, I'm sure that there are things still left there, and the Chinese also haven't done. There are countries in which Chinese investments haven't turned out
mm-hmm.
as well as they expected, and the Belt and Road process has begun to have some difficulties. They can be fixed, but they're not all perfect by any means.
If you can give me one advice as a business person,
yes.
Where would you go? Where would you tell me to go?
I would not give you any advice, especially
why
on
not,
TV.
Professor?
Why not? Because you have to ask what the hell you want out of an investment. And am I going to get it?
Ah, okay, I see. So you're making it more complicated.
I'm making it... Don't put your money anywhere without asking what it's likely to do.
Yeah. You know, in the past in Israel, everything was related to wars and economy was related to wars. And everybody was saying that if a new war is coming, then everybody is going to leave Israel, all the investors and so on. It's not happening anymore in the past 15, maybe 20 years. So perhaps wars are not that frightening anymore?
No, perhaps the probability of wars has gone down. But wars are frightening, and modern wars are probably more frightening than old-fashioned wars. I mean,
but when you have a healthy economy, as the Israeli economy is probably right now, we can stand another war, right? Or operation in Gaza.
Listen, don't
push
say
it.
We can stand. Yes, we can stand a lot of things, which would be better not to stand, and which we can usually escape. If we'd only done this 2 years ago or something, no crisis. Bad luck. You didn't do it 2 years ago. You're having a crisis. No, this is not about Israel. This
yeah.
is an example. You've got to be... The most dangerous thing to believe is that your economy is in great shape and you can do any damn thing you please and nothing will happen.
Politicians
never
used
true.
To do that, right?
It's
Politicians used
true.
To do that.
Yeah.
By the way, did you follow the housing plan of our last finance minister, Moshe Kahlon? What did you think about it?
I heard about it, and I didn't study it very carefully. I've heard it was probably not successful, and I'll stop there.
Are there any ways to try and stop the prices from increasing and increasing and going up all the time? Is there any way in the 21st
century? If everybody wants to live in the middle of Tel Aviv
right.
you can't stop the process. If people are willing to go further out, prices are lower. They're not low, but they're lower. So this is a problem that is happening in every country now. Everybody wants to be in the
yeah, but place the fact
the
that young
is.
Couples can buy an apartment in Israel
they
today,
can't, they can't.
That's tough.
Well,
how do you
of
solve
course
that?
It's tough. That
we should,
tough.
We should, how we should we solve it as this problem?
Well,
what can we do?
If the price of housing changes, you have to deal with it, or you have to build more houses.
To build.
Somebody has to build more houses.
And the
houses.
Government should do that?
I don't think so. They should make sure that the licensing possibilities are there that the land ownership details are clear, that there are roads, that there's water, etc. When then they let the private sector go
and
ahead.
And when there are too many mortgages out there on the market, is it dangerous for an economy like the Israeli economy?
I think the question you're asking is that can there be a situation where there are too many mortgages?
Yes.
Yes.
Where we are running towards a new situation and it looks like many people are borrowing a lot of money.
Well, I know, and some of them will lose, and some of them won't. But you can't just say, it's a great time, I'm going to go take a mortgage and expect whatever you do, whatever stupid thing you do, somebody's going to rescue you.
Yeah. One last question, Professor Fischer. I blame you for being optimistic. So give me something pessimistic. Where should we look at the dangers for the economy?
For this economy?
For example.
Well, the lack of a government is certainly a danger. And there is a need to maintain the financial situation. Look, you have a very good monetary policy, and fiscal policy needs to be careful always. And every now and then when things are going well, governments overdo it. And that's what you've got to avoid. And Israel avoided it for quite a long time.
Good for us.
Good for you. And you better continue doing it.
Keep the course, right.
Yes.
Professor Stanislav Fischer, it was a great pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.